I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. Oh, come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Hello, Sound Opinions listeners. Welcome to another Desert Island Jukebox Extra Podcast special. Greg, we just can't give enough. Every so often, we love to take a trip to the desert island, pop a quarter in the jukebox, play a song we can't live without. We like to do that so much, we're doing these extra podcast bonus episodes now. And it's your turn. What do you got for us?
I've been thinking a lot about jazz lately, Jim, and I'm going to give you a pick from the jazz world that I think even you are going to like.
I like some jazz, Professor Cott. You've been schooling me. That'll be in a minute. All right, Professor Cott is going to school Jazz Neophyte. Look, I got my Coltrane box set. I got my four Mingus albums, and I figure when I retire, when I'm old like you, that's when I'll get into jazz.
Well, I got into jazz when I was 19, so what's your excuse?
Oh, come on. You're a hipster, man.
All kidding aside, that is a question that comes up a lot. There's certain genres of music that people have blind spots for, right? And now people are looking for, I'm going to expand my horizons while I'm busy working at home or not working at home, as the case may be. You got a little time, extra time on your hands. I get this question all the time. Where do I start with jazz? Where do I start? And it is daunting. You know, if your first album is like one of late period Coltrane's avant-garde recordings, that's going to be a tough road. You know,
alternately, you can do the kind of PBS thing and get steered wrong by one of the Marsalises. And, they're talented and they love it and stuff, right? But, I mean, you would think jazz is one thing and one thing only, right, and it's dusty and preserved in aspic or something.
I always like stepping stone recordings, and one of them for me was the one I'm going to play here. I remember a friend turning me onto it when soon after it had come out in the 70s, and it was one of those recordings where you kind of go, I can relate to that. And one of the reasons I could relate to it, and I realized this after I started researching it later on, was that it originally started out as a kind of an R&B soul track that was recorded by Roberta Flack.
Ah.
The same year that Roberta Flack recorded it, these guys recorded their own version of it. It is called Compared to What? And it was the version that I'm referring to is by Les McCann and Eddie Harris. The songwriter was a fellow by the name of Gene McDaniels. And Gene was a fine singer in his own right. Came up in the gospel church circuit and then was doing some R&B singing and recording. But after he wrote this song, and it was covered by like 270 artists, he never had to play a gig again. He's been living off royalties from this track, and with good reasons. It was a very timely track when it came out in 1969, addressing the mood in the country, which was stark and dire. I mean, much like we're living through today, things in 1969 weren't a whole lot better for a lot of people living in the United States of America. There are vocals on this track. You know, when people hear jazz, they think instrumentals, but Les McCann, the keyboardist, takes a vocal spin here. The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. Mm. So you've got this fiery rhetoric in the middle of this song, and the music to match. McCann and Eddie Harris trade solos. The rhythm section is popping. It's a quintet recording from the Montreux Jazz Festival that year, and it's 8 minutes, you know? So this beauty of a track launches what turned out to be like, it started out as, I'll give you a few tracks to listen to for your jazz fetish, soon-to-be jazz fetish, and turned it into nearly a four-hour mixtape.
Wow.
That's available on Spotify. It's called Jazz and Soul. It's soul-influenced jazz tracks.
Okay.
This is Compared to What from the Swiss Movement record by Eddie Harris and Les McCann on Sound Opinions.
Compared to by the love. I'm hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. He's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all without wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. Suck it to me.
Compared to What by Les McCann and Eddie Harris, that is a good starter drug, gateway drug. Into jazz. You know, I forget, I'm not quite the jazz idiot I portrayed myself as. I mean, I do have also like a dozen Sun Ra albums.
Oh, right?
And that's deep. That's deep. And Ornette Coleman, too. But that is a great way to get hooked, Greg. I love the idea of those lines being connected from soul into jazz.
Thank you, Jim. And I think, like I said, it's a start of a great journey if you start taking these little baby steps. You know, it's a great thing to open up to. And again, this is from their Swiss Movement record recorded live at Montreux on Sound Opinions.
Thanks for listening to this podcast bonus.